An Iraqi insurgent group has released a video that purports to show last week's suicide bombing at an American military base in Mosul, Iraq. 22 people were killed in the attack. 69 others were wounded. During the war in Iraq, the ratio of wounded U.S. troops to those killed in combat is much higher than in previous conflicts. That means many troops and their families are now coping with the effects of injuries. From Vermont Public Radio, Steve Zind profiles one National Guard soldier's path to recovery.
The first sight of Gary Jackson's discolored and misshapen left leg can be unnerving. His leg is held together by an elaborate piece of hardware that prevents Jackson from wearing long pants. He says he's gotten used to people reacting as one man did at the local supermarket.
I was in a wheelchair and he looked down at me. He said, "Oh my God." And then he looked at me and said, "Did I just say that out loud?" Yeah, pretty much.
Last May, the 36-year-old Jackson was seriously injured in a mortar attack that killed two members of his unit. An explosion nearly severed Jackson's leg. 7 months after the attack, Jackson sits in his living room on a quiet suburban street in Colchester, Vermont. Jackson hasn't been able to return to his job at a local car dealership. Instead, he's been learning to walk again. It's been a slow process.
Some days I can take on the world, and other days I can just about take on my bed and a comforter.
Jackson says he hit bottom last June. A month after the mortar attack, he was lying in a bed at Walter Reed Army Medical Center. His wife, Lisa, remembers.
Gary was very frustrated and very discouraged and very, "Oh, woe is me, and how could this have happened, and I hate being in this bed, and I hate this leg." And I stood up and said, "You got a choice here, buddy. You can get busy living or you can get busy dying."
Jackson says recovering from his physical wounds has been just part of the challenge.
There was certainly depression and sadness and doubt and fears, and I couldn't sleep for a while for more than about 20 minutes without waking up screaming.
Jackson thought a lot about the Guard members who died in the attack. When he finally returned to Vermont, life looked different. Jackson had always been a demanding head of the household. He lined his children up for inspection before they went out to play. Meals were like military drills. Lisa Jackson says her husband even had a strict protocol for the way his laundry was to be folded. He laughs now when he looks back at it.
It's just insane.
Now Jackson says he's much more of a go-with-the-flow guy, to the point where it sometimes alarms his wife. Lisa Jackson says in spite of the hardships, her husband's injury has strengthened their marriage and their family.
I wouldn't wish it upon anybody, but I'm sort of thankful for it. Because I was at a point in my life where I didn't appreciate my relationship with him enough. I didn't appreciate my children enough. It really has been a blessing.
To be forced to look at what you have instead of what you don't have.
Jackson knows he's luckier than many injured soldiers. He's planning to return to work next summer. The Jacksons say they think their lives will be normal again someday, but they'll never be the same. For NPR News, I'm Steve Zind.